إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يقول الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد. We begin with the most important exercise that we do all week, and that is just taking a moment to send all of our praise and our thanks and our gratitude towards the one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Him to send His peace and blessings upon His final messenger Muhammad and all those who follow in His footsteps. And we ask Allah from the bottom of our heart to include us amongst those who follow in His footsteps in this world and get to be united with Him in the next. Allahumma ameen. Allah says in the Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah as you should be feared. Be conscious of your Creator as He deserves, and do not die except in a state of Islam. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to allow us to meet Him in that noble state. So brothers and sisters, on this blessed day of Jum'ah, I want to start us off with a question. Now of course, I don't want you to answer out loud, but I want you to answer in your head. How many ayat are in the Qur'an? You got a number? It is about 6,200 plus. 6,200 ayat in the Quran. In those ayat, not all of them of course, but some of them, in fact, minority of them, there are commands from our Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah commands us, He tells us, do this and don't do that. Those are found throughout the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the Quran. And of course, I think we can all agree that when our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, then that is something that we like to take seriously. In fact, that is what we call ourselves, Muslims. We submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what it means to be a believer. If my Lord commands me, I say, سَمْعًا وَطَاعًا, I hear and I obey. Okay, so we've established that. Now, of those 6,200 plus ayat in the Quran, there's a certain word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only uses 5 times. In the entire Quran, 6,200 plus ayat, it only shows up 5 times. And it is a very powerful word, in fact. And that word is, لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ. It means, do not even dare think. I repeat that. Do not even dare think. And this word shows up 5 times in the Quran. In fact, it's not just a word. It is a command. Like we just spoke about. Allah is commanding us, don't you dare. I do not give you permission. And in fact, it would not be a sufficient translation to say, don't think. That would be لا تحسب. It also does not mean, please don't think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. He does not say please to His creation. However, the Arabic of it would be min fadlik la tahsab, or whatever the version may be in our language between each other. Please, please don't think. No. Allah says la tahsabanna. For those who are familiar with the Arabic language, that is nun al-tawkid or al-ta'kid. This means it's emphasized. Don't you even dare think the following, which we're going to talk about in just a second. So what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibiting us from thinking? What is He telling us? I don't give you permission to think the following. We said, how many times does it show up in the Quran? 5 times. Out of the 6,000 plus ayat, it shows up 5 times. Of those 5, it is Jum'ah time. I can't mention all of them. I'm going to mention 3. And I'm going to leave it to you for homework to look up the other 2 and do your research. And I trust that you will, inshallah. Because we want to know what Allah is commanding us. When Allah says, لا تحسبن, don't you dare think of the following. We'll go through 3 of them, inshallah ta'ala. So, let us explore the first example of لا تحسبن. بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يقول الرب سبحانه وتعالى ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون. الله أكبر. Don't you even dare think that Allah is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. He only delays them until the day when the eyes will stare in horror for what they have done and what is expected, the punishment that is coming their way. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So the first example we'll explore, Allah says, don't you even dare think that what these oppressors are doing to our brothers and sisters in Palestine and Lebanon, may Allah Ta'ala lift their shackles of oppression. Don't you even dare think that Allah is unaware. Don't let that thought enter your mind. Allah is delaying the oppressors until the day of judgment, because this dunya is a test after all. In fact, a few ayat later, Allah says, وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابِ فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رَبَّنَا أَخِّرْنَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكَ وَنَتَّبِعِ الرُّسُلِ أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقْسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالٍ. Allah says, and warn mankind of the day when punishment will come upon them, and the wicked will say, our Lord, please delay us a little while so that we can answer your call and follow the messengers. And Allah's response is, didn't you swear before, back when you were alive, didn't you swear that there would be no end for you? Didn't you boast on the media that power is all yours? Didn't you boast that you had full control to oppress believers as much as you wanted? And that this would never go away. In fact, you would only get stronger. Wasn't that you who said that? Well, you were wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not unaware. And the angels were recording. And now, on the day of judgment, comes punishment time. And the eyes will stare in horror. May Allah ta'ala protect us from being oppressors. Our second use of لا تحسبن in the Quran. And in fact, this one comes before the other one in the order of the Quran. But in our conversation here, it is our second example. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Allahu Akbar. Don't you even dare think of those who have been martyred or killed in the path of Allah. Don't you even dare think that they are dead. I do not give you permission to think of them as dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Rather, they are alive with their Lord and they are being well provided for. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They are delighted in what Allah has given them out of His grace. And they are happy for those who have not yet joined them. And they reassure them that they have nothing to fear, nor will they grieve. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They rejoice in grace from Allah and bounty, and the fact that Allah will never waste the reward of the faithful. Allahu Akbar. Allah tells us, I don't give you permission to look at what your brothers and sisters are facing in Palestine and Lebanon and Syria and Yemen and Sudan and East Turkestan and Burma and Kashmir. May Allah Ta'ala lift the shackles of oppression from them. And recently what our brothers and sisters went through in Bangladesh, trying to get their freedom and trying to remove the shackles of oppression off their necks. Allah says, don't you dare think that those who die, or those who are killed rather, see, I almost made that mistake. Allah says, don't you dare think of those who are killed in that path of Allah as dead. They are not dead. So you will feel sadness for them. And that is a human trait. And our Prophet ﷺ felt sadness for those that they lost. But Allah says they are in a better place. يُرْزَقُونَ, they are receiving bounty from their Lord. And the only people that remain in the test are those who are still in this world. And that is me and you. So don't ever dare think that their lives went to waste. They did not. And the only thing that remains is the people who are left behind. And what we do with our actions and where we land in our test. May Allah Ta'ala accept our brothers and sisters as shuhada. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us success in our test. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. Seek Allah's forgiveness. أستغفر الله العظيم. أستغفر الله. أستغفر الله. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأسرافنا في أمرنا. وثقل موازيننا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك. الحمد لله وحده. والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise belongs to the one and only, and may his peace and blessings be upon the best of creation, صلى الله عليه وسلم, and those who follow in his footsteps with sincerity. And may Allah Ta'ala make us amongst them. In our final exploration of the phrase لا تحسبن in the Quran, don't you even dare think. Allah is telling us, I forbid you from thinking the following. What does Allah forbid us from thinking? Allah says, فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعَدِهِ رُسُلَهُ. Allahu Akbar. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعَدِهِ رُسُلَهُ. What is he saying? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't you even dare think that Allah will fail to keep his promise to his messengers. Allah promised his messengers what? Victory. Allah promised his messengers that La ilaha illallah will reach every corner of the globe. Allah promised his messengers that good will prevail over evil, walau ba'da heen, even if it is after a while. Allah promised his messengers that in the end times, evil will be vanquished and it will never recover again. Allah promised his messengers that the people of good, and may Allah Ta'ala make us amongst them, they will live hayatan tayyibah, they will live a pure life in their hearts. And they will pass that on, inshaAllah, to their children. And that they will have eternal life in the next life. خَيْرٌ وَأَبِقَى. It is better and more lasting. And that nobody will escape justice. وَلَوْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Nobody escapes justice. No oppressor, even if it is an atom's weight, a drop, you will not escape. And justice will be served in this world or the next. That is the promise that Allah gave his messengers. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعَدِهِ رُسُلَهُ. Don't you even dare think that Allah will fail to keep his promise to his messengers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ. Indeed, Allah is mighty and capable of retribution. So, if you feel that طَالَ عَلَيْنَا الْأَمَدِ, if you feel that the time has taken too long, then be patient a bit longer and keep putting in the work and keep planting the seeds of khayr. Wallahi, Allah is my witness, I see change in the past year. And we are about at the 1 year mark. I see change in the past year that I have not witnessed in my entire life combined. In Muslims and non-Muslims, the rays of truth are shining in between the mountains of falsehood that we have been buried under for decades. Lies that have been believed for decades and have been censoring the truth, these lies are beginning to crack and crumble in a much quicker time than we ever imagined. And that is because truth is strong and falsehood is weak. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Falsehood and batil is ever bound to perish. So Allah says, don't you even dare think that Allah would betray his messengers. أعوذ بالله. Did you allow the thought to enter your head that some measly creation could overpower Allah the Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, I don't give you permission to have that thought. Don't you even dare think that Allah will break his promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will break his promise? A'udhu billah. It is not a suggestion. It is a command from our Lord Most High, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those beautiful lives of our brothers and sisters are not wasted. They are in a better place. And they have sent us glad tidings through the Quran. أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They have no fear upon them, nor are they grieving. The oppressors will never get away with what they are doing, I promise you that. The walls are closing on them in this dunya as we speak. It is a slow process, but it is a sure process, inshaAllah. And we must continue to plant seeds of khayr. And we must continue to use our voice for the voiceless. And we must continue to use our dollar and our spending. Spend where it will increase khayr and withhold from when it will increase shar and evil. Withhold your dollar from the people who support evil. Continue to use every avenue at your means and at your disposal, and you will be one of the seed planters of khayr, inshaAllah ta'ala. The walls are closing in upon them in this world, and what the next life has in store, what Allah has in store for them in the next life, is far worse than they could ever imagine. No one escapes justice, I promise you that. And more than my promise is Allah's promise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the puzzle pieces are coming together. Something far greater is in store. Allah's promise is coming true. They may plot all their evil plots, but Allah plans, and Allah is the best of planners. A great change is upon us, brothers and sisters, as our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us would happen in the end times. The world is in a transitory stage, and the rays of truth are shining through the cracks. And the only question I have for us is, what role will you play in that great awakening? Or will you stay on the sidelines and miss it all? May Allah Ta'ala protect us from such a fate. The choice ultimately is yours. May Allah Ta'ala use us for khayr and not replace us. May Allah Ta'ala lift the shackles of oppression from our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza, in Lebanon, in Syria, in Yemen, in East Turkestan, in Burma, in Kashmir, and everywhere in the world that I may have forgotten, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not. I ask Allah ta'ala to lift the shackles of oppression from every person who is oppressed on the planet. I ask Allah ta'ala to use us to lift the shackles of oppression from our brothers and sisters around the world. I ask Allah ta'ala to punish the oppressors in this world and the next. I ask Allah ta'ala to protect us and our families and our children. I ask Allah to place the light of Iman in our hearts, in our communities, our masajid, and in our homes. Allahumma aghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkaha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma ansur ibadaka al mazlumina fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al mazlumina fi Gaza wa ansur ikhwanana al mazlumina fi Filastin wa fi Lebanon wa fi Syria wa fi Yemen wa fi Kashmir wa fi Turkistan wa fi Burma. اللهم بلغ إخواننا في بنغلاديش أمر رشد يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين وأخرج المسلمين من بينهم سالمين غانمين. وصل اللهم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأقم الصلاة.